A company makes $91 million in pre-tax income, then it pays $208 million in taxes. That is a 227% effective tax rate. This is not a hypothetical. This is Trulieve Cannabis, ticker TCNNF, one of the largest cannabis operators in the United States. $1.18 billion in revenue, 60% gross margins, $229 million in free cash flow, and a net loss of $116 million, entirely because of a tax code designed to punish drug dealers. Nobody on Wall Street covers this stock. Here is why they should. Trulieve Cannabis is a vertically integrated multi-state operator based in Tallahassee, Florida. 230 retail dispensaries, over 4 million square feet of cultivation and processing capacity, 94% of revenue from retail. Florida is the center of gravity, roughly 67% of revenue, with operations across Pennsylvania, Ohio, Maryland, Arizona, and a conditional license just awarded in Texas. This analysis is based on Trulieve's 10-K filed February 26, 2026. Revenue peaked at $1.22 billion in fiscal year 2022, dipped to $1.13 billion during the cannabis bust in 2023, and has stabilized at $1.11 billion for the past 2 years. The headline looks flat, but underneath it, traffic and units sold were both up 5% year-over-year. Wholesale revenue grew 23% to a record $71 million, and the company sold over 50 million branded product units. This is not a business in decline. It is a business navigating pricing compression in mature cannabis markets while holding the line on volume. Where Trulieve really separates itself is margins. 60% gross margin, the best of any major MSO. Green Thumb runs about 52%, Curaleaf about 50%. This reflects Trulieve's vertically integrated Florida operation and disciplined cost management. Adjusted EBITDA hit a record $427 million at a 36% margin, and adjusted SG&A declined to 30% of revenue. The operational execution is genuinely strong. Now, here is where it gets wild. Section 280E of the tax code says cannabis companies cannot deduct normal business expenses because cannabis is a Schedule I controlled substance. Only cost of goods sold is deductible. The result, Trulieve's pre-tax income was $91.5 million, but income tax expense was $208 million. That is not a typo. The effective tax rate was 227%. In dollar terms, a normal company paying 21% would have owed about $19 million in taxes. Trulieve paid $208 million. The 280E penalty is $189 million per year, every single year, flowing straight from this company's bank account to the IRS. The GAAP numbers are misleading because of 280E, so look at cash flow instead. It tells the real story. Operating cash flow was a record $273 million. Free cash flow was a record $229 million. Capital expenditure dropped to $44 million as the company shifted from build-out mode to harvest mode. Cash taxes paid were only $1.5 million, a direct result of Trulieve's aggressive strategy of challenging 280E through amended tax returns. They have received $114 million in refund checks from the IRS so far. This is a cash flow machine. $229 million in free cash flow on a $1.17 billion market cap is a 19.6% free cash flow yield. The balance sheet is clean. Trulieve ended the year with $256 million in cash and only $232 million in debt, after redeeming $368 million of notes due 2026 and issuing $140 million in new notes due 2030. Post-period end, they raised another $60 million. Interest expense is $63.5 million annually, elevated at a 10.5% rate, but entirely serviceable with $273 million in operating cash flow. The debt maturity wall that threatens some cannabis operators is not a problem here. So what happens when the switch flips? Take Trulieve's actual pre-tax income of $91.5 million. Apply a normal 21% tax rate instead of the 280E burdened rate. Tax drops from $208 million to $19 million. Net income goes from a loss of $116 million to a profit of about $72 million. Pro forma earnings per share, roughly 38 cents. At the current stock price of $6.61, that implies a price-to-earnings multiple of about 17 times adjusted earnings. For a company with 60% gross margins, $427 million in EBITDA, and the strongest cash flow in the cannabis industry, 17 times is a consumer staples multiple. That is the company hiding underneath the 280E distortion. The risks are real. Florida concentration is the biggest, 67% of revenue from one state. The recreational ballot failed in November 2024, and Trulieve spent $66 million on that campaign. They are trying again for the 2026 midterms, but the Florida Supreme Court must resolve a dispute over invalidated signatures first. Rescheduling itself remains uncertain. Cannabis is still Schedule 1 as of March 2026, despite the executive order. Revenue is flat, and Q1 guidance calls for a sequential decline. And the $668 million uncertain tax position on the balance sheet could become a real liability if Trulieve's 280E challenge fails. At 3.4 times EV to EBITDA, Trulieve is the cheapest Tier 1 MSO. It trades at about 1 times revenue versus a peer average of 1.1 times. The average analyst price target is $15.09, implying 128% upside. It has the highest gross margin, the strongest free cash flow, and the cleanest balance sheet in the sector. The catalysts, rescheduling, 280E relief, interstate commerce, uplisting, are real but uncertain. If you believe the regulatory walls eventually come down, this is the company with the best operating foundation to benefit. If you think the walls stay up, it is still generating $229 million a year in free cash flow at a 19.6% yield. This entire analysis was built using RoboSystems, an open-source platform that gives you direct access to structured SEC filing data for every public company. Revenue, earnings, balance sheet, cash flow, segment breakdowns, all queryable, all from the original XBRL filings. You can set up the same tools I just used in about 5 minutes. Head to robosystems.ai to get started. Link in the description.